It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass-kickers, happy Sunday. Several years ago, there was a time when my couch was my comfort zone. There I was, curled up with a blanket, the remote, and a glass of wine, convinced that my spot on the couch was the only place that I was completely safe. From my spot, I had no energy and I had stopped exercising. I had zero confidence in myself, and I carried on my shoulders that feeling that I had let the whole world down, including me. And the only boundaries that I had were the ones that come from that physical feeling of knowing that this was not working for me. They were angry, hurtful, resentful, and scared boundaries, and not really true to any part of me or my deep core. Turns out that hormones can fuck you up something fierce, physically and emotionally. Who knew? But thankfully, I got a big old universal slap in the head, or a wake-up call, as most would call it, that made me get up and move. That wake-up call took me to a naturopath who helped me balance my hormones, restore my energy, and get me back to the exercise that I loved. It also sent me to a therapist to help me heal from the personal hit and the hit to my relationships, and to coaching to do the inner work to get me back to doing the things that were more productive and fun than sitting on the couch. My wake-up call was the realization that my relationships were taking a huge hit. Feeling as alone as I was by my hormone imbalance, I was isolating myself more every day by my behavior, entrenching myself even deeper on that couch. My own acknowledgement about how much I wanted those relationships to be happy, healthy, and fulfilling for all of us was enough to get me kicking my own ass and moving. We all hit a wall sometimes when we're not functioning quite as well as we once were or how we want to. Hormones were my reason, but there are tons of emotional shit kickings that can bring that on. It's not that we take a hit, it's what we do with it to help us grow and truly thrive as human beings. And doing something about it begins with a wake-up call. So tell me, have you been there? What's your wake-up call story? What brought you back? If you're struggling right now and you're tired of not being the woman you know you are, keep this in mind. You're not alone. Many of us have gone through the darker days and come out the other side. The universe loves you no matter what. And if you are not deliriously happy right now, it is seriously time to kick your own ass. You can take responsibility for making yourself feel good again, whatever that looks like. So listen for your wake-up call. It's your why. If you're open to hearing it, it's going to show up. It's the universe telling you that you were meant to be happy.